four. One for each group of four. Okay, or three. Okay, guys, let's get started here. Okay, listen closely. To save a little time, I won't bring out my overhead like you're usually accustomed to. Okay? Instead, let me just tell you, what I'm going to give you for each group is a little three-page packet. Okay? What I need for you to do right now is every one of you get out a blank sheet of paper. Every one of you needs a blank sheet of paper.
Thank you.
Just put it right on the table back there.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Don't leave without it, all right? Okay. Now. Alright. Okay, so listen closely now. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay, everybody within your group of four or three, you need to work together. I know normally we work in pairs, okay? But I figured today you have another pair of students, you know, a couple extra brains there to help you get through this little lesson, okay? We've done this plenty of times before. Some of you honestly are still a little shaky. So, if you look at the packet, which you're all sharing as a group, page one has five equations I want you to graph. Now, you can graph it any way that you know how to do it, as long as you do it correctly. Can someone raise their hand and tell me what's one obvious thing I could do to graph? Nick. Use the slope with the
y-intercept,
right? That's probably the way you probably want to do it, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Is there another way, though? Robert?
Use the tables.
Right, to make a table for the equation, right, and then plot the points from the table. Everyone got that? So those are the two main ways, right? We can graph those equations. So right now, I need you to get started. The key thing is when you're done with the first five, the first page, as noted on the paper, please make sure I check to make sure you did it right before you move on. Okay? So go ahead and get started. Nick, question. Yeah, you're going to graph on that. That is your result for your group. Right. So someone here can assign themselves as the grapher or whatever. The rest of you kind of work together to make sure it's accurate. Okay? You going to do it? Good job, Nick. Yes. All right, the grid paper. All right, you know what? Hey, listen up real quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I probably forgot because I'm still a little nervous. Okay? But the grid paper, you have one per group, right? So I'm relying on one of you in that group to be the designated grapher for the group. But the rest of you, please help out, you know, help each other. Get the graphs done correctly. Okay? There you go, Robert. So while he's doing that, let's get started on this, guys. What are we going
to
do?
Can you practice on our piece of paper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is actually... use a ruler, man. Make it neat. All right.
When you put like a 1 in here, would you go like times...
Ah, see, so now you've already forgotten, right? First of all, 0 is our favorite number, right? You put in 0, 2/3 times 0 is what?
0.
Plus 8 is 8. Now, because this fraction is a 2/3, do you remember what I told you what numbers you should pick now? Right? So maybe 0, 3, and 6 would be good numbers to try with this one, right? That way you don't have to worry about fractions or mixed numbers. Okay? All right.
I forgot how to do this again. Like, how do you do X and Y?
Okay, so now wait a minute. You want to make a table then, right? So you're going to make an XY table. Okay? Now, the idea again is to make our points, we just pick any number we want for X. We can do that, right? Everybody agree? Jenna?
Yeah. So
okay.
0, 1, 2.
Ah, that's true, except because this is a 2/3 fraction,
you want to pick threes, like
exactly.
Make the 3, 0, and 3.
All right, and if you want to just do 0, 3, 6 and stay away from negatives, you can do that too. All right.
So, 0, 3, 6.
All right.
Okay.
And you think you can do it on your own now? You just want to be on the camera.
Okay. No, that's not true.
Okay. We're going to put in 0 here, right?
Okay.
What's 2/3 times 0?
0.
Everybody watching, right? Plus 8 is?
8.
8.
So 3 times 2 is
6.
Divided by
3 is 2.
Plus
8 is
10. Okay, again, thank you, Mr.
Okay. Good job.
So 6 times. All
right,
so,
okay.
Okay, this is what I do. All right, so negative 3, 0, 3, 6, all right?
How can you have your table backwards? I've never done that before.
Well, I do that.
Okay.
But it's easier.
All right, if you say so.
Anyways, I put negative 3, so I put 2/3.
Times negative 3.
Yeah, negative 3 goes in the top, right?
Right. Well, you negative 3 remembers negative 3 over 1. There you go.
One, but that's a negative still, right?
Right, that's still a negative there.
So it's negative 2.
Plus 8 is?
6.
Yeah. So negative 3 is 6, 0 is 8. Now 3 I question though. Try positive 3.
2/3, so 3, 1.
Okay.
1, 1, and then 3, 8, number 2, 11.
Oh, wait a minute.
2 and 5.
2 plus, wait a minute, no, you were tying.
Oh. It's
10. 6. Yeah. And then 6 is 12.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Okay, now what I like is you at least remember to use multiples. Like this one, let's try this one right here, right? You remember to use 5. Well, let's try 0. If I put in 0 there, what's 3/5 times 0?
0.
Right. Minus 10.
Okay.
So put a negative 10 there. So now you're going to now try 5 in there, right? So just write a little 5 there so you can mentally see it. So if I do 3 times 5, that's... Now remember, I'm going to divide by the 5, which gives me... Minus 10. Good job. I think you got it now.
Oh, okay.
All right, finish it up.
Alright.
Well, that's a very good question. Obviously, how many points do I really need to make a line?
2.
Right? But just to make sure, plot at least 3 points.
Okay.
That way, if they're all on the line, you know you did it right. Okay? Yeah. Use the whole paper, man. Look at these big grid lines here. Everyone, make it count 1. Okay?
We have to graph every single one.
Yeah, you're going to graph these 5. That's why I want you to use the whole paper. Make a big coordinate system.
Oh.
As a matter of fact,
okay.
Let me give you a fresh one to save you some time.
All right, now I get it.
Okay. We'll start over again. Use the whole coordinate system. That way all the lines are nicely spaced out and everything. Okay? Okay? Well, how do you want to graph it? Using an XY table? Or do you want to learn how to use slope and y-intercept?
XY table.
Okay? So you're going to make an XY table. You agree, Ben? All right? See, if you work with Chris side by side, then you can compare answers, right? Mm-hmm. Don't just rely on Chris here. All right, now, Chris, the idea is I want to plug in any values I really want for X and figure out my corresponding Y, okay? But because this fraction is a 2/3, what numbers should I possibly use that would make it easier for me?
3.
Numbers based on 3. So, like, maybe negative 3, 0, 3, 6, or 0, 3, 6 would be good enough, right? That way you can get that graph down. Okay? So, you need my help? You want to try it on your own first? All right, you ready?
X, so I have to put this number?
Well, if you want, we don't have to do the negative. You want to do the negative? Okay, here we go. Put a little negative 3 above there. Now, you know I'm going to do 2 times negative 3 is... Divide by 3 is?
Negative 2.
Good. Plus 8.
Negative 6.
Positive 6. All right, now you're going to put in the zero and do the same thing, right? All right, there you go. See, with zero, you don't even have to bother putting it, right? You should automatically know that is your y-intercept. All right, try three. Now just make that a positive three. Okay, you got it. You got it. Then see what Chris did there, all right? Okay. All right, sir, it looks like you're being left out here, aren't you?
No.
Hey, you understand what they're doing? Okay. So, all right, let me test it here. Let's try number four, right? Okay. Oh, by the way, guys, I like how you labeled it like that. Excellent job. X minus 9, right?
Minus 9.
So tell me how you would graph that.
I would...
There we go.
I would go... Negative 9.
Now that's negative 9 for X. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That negative 9 really is my y-intercept.
Yeah.
Ah.
Good.
Now we only want to go 9. There you go. Hey, you guys taught them pretty well then, huh? And now my slope is 1/4. So that means... Good job. Good job.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. What's your question, Brandon?
I don't even know what it is. I don't get it.
What about your partner here? She's doing an excellent job here.
Oh.
What, you shy or something?
No, I'm trying to do it too.
I'm trying to
forget
this one.
Yeah, how do you do
this?
Okay, let me go to this other group, guys. Brandon? Brandon? Do me a favor, all right? I'll give you a choice, all right? You can pick either Ashley or Nick. Either way, I want them to teach it to you, all right? It's called teamwork here, okay? All right, and if they can't do it, I'll be back in a few minutes to help you, all right? Okay.
I know what I
mean, a lot of these tables look great. Now let's get them plotted here, and we can see what it comes out to be.
So after we load them all down, we plot them on here?
Right.
Every single one?
Right. And then you're going to label them. Now, if you don't mind, since this is equation 1, just put a little 1 at the end of it. And in equation 2, put a 2 at the end of it, okay?
Right.
Brandon, you had a comment, question?
I don't know if these are regular ones. I don't know if even what this fraction.
That was the one I had
from. Well.
Okay.
Well, maybe you ought to go to Nick. Sounds like Nick knows what he's doing.
There.
Okay, then maybe we ought to go to Ashley. Okay.
So you want to put?
Okay. What do we got going on here?
Sir?
Well,
we're going to call you, but you're talking
to
him.
Embarrassing
here? Of course not.
You're such a character, Nick.
For the fraction, we did something, and then we made a table.
And everybody here agreed, right? Okay. So let me just check them real quick. I like how you numbered them 1 and so on. This one you didn't number. What number is that one?
I think that was
5. That one's correct. So put a 5 there. Okay, I can safely assume that this one must be the 4, right? Or is this one the 4? Which one's the 4?
This one's 2.
Which one's
4.
2?
4 is negative 9, up 1 over 4. So the other is 4.
Are you sure about
yeah.
that? Because this
one... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, no,
right.
2.
So let's do me a favor, erase the 2, right? And label them right near the ends of the line. How's that? Because right there, I can't tell which line you're talking about, right? There, I know. Hey, 2, that's that line. So this is the 4 line. Put the 4 right there. Okay? So both of those look excellent. Slope of 3/5. And number 4, slope of 1/4. That's good. Number 1, slope of 2/3, starting at 8. And this one is 7. right? Uh-oh. I don't like equation 3 because, look, it's going down. That's a positive 3x. It should be going, should be angling up. So correct number 3, and then you guys, as soon as you get that corrected, just move on. I'll check that one later, okay? Here we go. Yeah. Number 5. All right, first of all, you know the y-intercept is what?
-5.
All right, so put a dot on -5.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good. We all agree on that?
Yeah.
Now, this is something so simple but very important. See, in algebra we get lazy sometimes, right? Guess what number's in front of that x? A 1. Right, Robert? So therefore, put a 1 there. If the slope is 1, what am I going to do? All right, you ready, sir? Make that 1 a fraction. How do I make 1 a fraction?
1 over 1.
1 over 1, right? Like, let's just put it underneath there. 1 over 1, something to look at. All right, that's fine. Now, remember, slope is rise over 1, right? So 1 over 1 means I rise 1 and I go across 1. That's it. That's the slope of 1. All right? Let me check them real quick. All right. Now, do me a favor, guys. You label these really nice. Matter of fact, this is the way, ideally, way of labeling it, right? The whole equation. But, like, for example, equation 1 right here, put a 1 next to it also. And this one's equation 3, right? So put a 3 next to that. So number them, in other words, okay? Because what that's going to do, that's going to help you when I ask these questions about each of the equations. Okay? Because that's how I label them. I label them by numbers. Does that make sense? All right. So as soon as you get that done, which you're almost done, you get them numbered, just move on to the next step, the 5. All right? All right.
So y -10.
Okay. So wait a minute. You're doing -5, right?
Yeah.
3 times -5 is -15 divided by 5, -3.
Yeah.
-10
is -10.
-3 and a -10.
Oh, 13.
-13. So let's change that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, -5 is going to be not 5, but -13. Right?
Okay.
Ben, you look like you're just coasting right now. What's going on? Chris, make sure you help Ben out here, man. Ben, I just sense Ben's getting a little lost here. All right? This is your chance to ask not only Chris, but also Raymond here. Get some help from us, okay? You think you got it? Now, 0, of course, is going to be what? If I put in 0 here, what am I going to get? Wait a minute. What's 3/5 times 0?
3/5 times 0?
0 minus 10 would be? 0 minus 10 would be? Not positive 10.
Negative
10. You want to put a negative 10 there. Okay? Now try at least one more 5. Okay? Now it's a positive 5, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, well, what's 3 times a positive 5? 15 divided by 5 is 3 minus 10, -7. Don't forget the negative. Okay? All right, guys, thanks for waiting so long. All right, you want me to just check the answers? Now, the only favor I need you to do is, because for each of these numbered equations, just number them. For example, this is 1, correct?
Yeah.
This one was equation 3.
Yeah.
This one was equation 5. So near the end of each of these arrows,
yeah,
just put the number. And in this one, let me just make sure, because I don't have them all memorized. See, -9 was 1/4. You got the slope perfect there, and this one was 3/5, right? So everything looks perfect. Just number them and move on to the next 5.
Okay.
Okay?
We're on number 6.
I got it, guys. I got it.
So here's all number 5.
This is the excellent work, man. Excellent work.
There's 1, there's 2, there's 3, there's 4.
Excellent.
But they're having problems.
Oh, there it is. I started.
Okay. You know what? Matter of fact, I think it's time for me to address the whole class. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Now, about half of you are already about ready to start the next set of 5, right? Starting on number 6. Let me give you a hint, just a little reminder. What you'll notice, Julie, you're doing a great job, but please listen, okay? You'll notice on equations 6 through 10, the slopes are negative, all right? So therefore, instead of rise over run meaning you go up and to the right, with a negative, we're going to instead go down and to the right. Okay? Does that make sense to everybody? So please get going. Please make sure I check your first 5 and give you the okay to move on. Okay? Yeah. I'll check yours real quick. Okay? All right, good. You guys numbered them?
Yeah.
Okay? There's 1. Slope. Equation 3. 2/3. Equation 5 looks good.
I haven't even gotten a 5 already.
Okay. And you got 4 and 2. It looks perfect so far. Move on to equation 6 then. Now, you were saying you're being left behind here a little bit? On which one?
Well, there are obviously 5. And
okay.
Wrong.
Now, Robert here, I'm sure, can help you. You got the one of the smartest kids in class right here.
He tried to explain it once, but I'm not so sure.
Okay, it looks like you made a nice table here, though. You understand what you did there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you, when you put in 0, 1/4 times 0 is what?
0.
Minus 9 is?
Negative 9.
Okay. Then you tried 4, right?
Yeah.
All right, why did you pick 4 and 8? Why didn't you pick like 1 and 2 and 3, numbers like that?
Because they're divisible by 4.
Well said. Good job. So, when I try 4, see, what's 1/4 times 4? Just 1. Minus 9 is negative 8. And then you put in 8, 1/4 of 8 is?
2.
Minus 9 is negative 7. So that's perfect. If you plot those 3 points, you get exactly what is on your graph there. Okay? All right, guys.
Are you sure this is right?
Oh, so you want me to just check 6 real quick, right?
And 5.
So you,
and 5.
5-1, because that's what we messed up on last time.
Right, 5 now looks perfect.
Okay?
Oh, 3 was the one we messed up on. So 3 is right here, and the idea is you want a positive 3 slope, which you did perfectly. So 3 is good. Let's go back to 6. Since we're here, here's 6, so you started at positive 8. The slope is negative 5/3, so you went down 5 and over 3, didn't you? Perfect. Okay. Okay. Ashley, how is Brandon doing here? Brandon? Good. That's what I want to see. All right. You keep helping Brandon. Let me with Ashley over here. Nick, if you want to watch, you can. But I can tell you right now, 5 is good. Okay. Let me start in order here. 1 looks good.
If you put, how many do you add? 10. Yeah, it'd be 12.
1, the slope is 2/3, isn't it? Right? So first of all, our y-intercept is 8. Ashley, let's look at yours since you're more comfortable with yours. You agree that 0, 8 should be my first point, right? 2, 4, 6, 8. Okay? That's good. 3.
Maybe we'll just do 1, 2, 3.
Ah, here's your mistake.
Yep,
all right? Now watch, Ashley. You ready? When I put in 3, 2 times a 3 would be 6. Divided by 3 would make 2. 6 divided by 3 is 2, right? Okay, plus 8 would make 10. So 3 would be 10. Well, what's 2 plus 8? 10. So that's a 10. This one, I'm sure, has got to be something bigger. Okay?
12? It's maybe 12.
I believe it's 12.
Yeah, see, I did it on him, but I did it on my paper.
Okay. All right, so sounds like you guys didn't compare your answers here. But I think that's your only mistake. because equation 3 looks very good. Right? You know what? Equation 2 I don't necessarily like either. Is this supposed to be 2? 2 says we're starting at what number? Negative 10, right? You're not starting at negative 10 here. What's this number? 2, 4. Somehow you're starting at negative 6. So what happened on equation 2, guys? Hey, how come we didn't use your table?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Look what you did wrong. You copied the equation down wrong.
That's number 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. My mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even read your writing. Yeah, why is that a 6? It should be a negative 10,
it
right?
It looks like a 6. It's 10.
Okay. And 5, you got negative 7. I agree with that. Okay. And then 10, you got negative 4. Okay, so why don't you try replotting those 3 points and move on to equations 6 through 10, and I'll check number 2 later on. Okay, the rest of them look pretty good, though. All right? Okay, what are we doing here, guys? Hey, how come none of these lines are labeled? Now, what I suggest you do, hold on, what I suggest you do before I come back is... For each of these, just call it equation 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? Put a number at the end of each of these lines.
So like number 1, 2...
Like for example, number 1... Whoa. Wait a minute. I don't like what I see here.
What you make me do? I'm probably wrong.
Okay. Let's see here. Number 1, I believe this is supposed to be your number 1 here, right?
I think so.
How come it's going down, guys? Aren't all these slopes positive? So all of these should be going up.
How's it going down?
Look at it. It's going down. How do you read a book? How do you read a book, sir? You read from left to right. Let's start on the left side of the line.
Yes.
As I move to the right, I'm going in which direction?
Down.
Right? Now, if you look at all the other lines, see, they're all positive.
But it's going up.
Sir, you have to read from left to right. Okay? All right? So, guys, you need to make those corrections. Label lines, correct this one at least. Okay? Oh, my gosh. Let me make sure I keep track of the time, too. All right. Hey, you guys did an awesome job here. Okay? Let's take a look here. So, here's your number 6, right? And we started at 8, and the slope was negative 5/3, so you went down 5 and over 3. That line looks perfect. Let's look at your number 7. Here's negative 1. You went down 4 and over 1. There's your line there. That looks perfect. Let's check number 8 real quick. Oh, that's an 8, right? Okay. So number 8, you started at 12. And negative 1/3 looks perfect. Number 9 is 14, which is
so
where?
Way up here.
Way at the very top. And negative 3 halves means you went down 3 and over 2. So there's your line right there. And finally, number 10, we're at 3 and slope is negative 1. Perfect. So now all you guys have to do is answer these questions. Okay? The best you can.
On this piece of paper?
On your piece of paper.
Okay.
On your own piece of paper, okay? All right, how are we doing here, guys?
Cool. I don't know if
what's the ruler for? Look at this. Just from now on, make sure to straighten out these lines and keep going. And are you labeling? That's number 1.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely 3. I forgot to be number 2.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, number 3 is concerning me. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's try this again real quick. All right, it's 3x plus 7, right?
Yeah.
So when I put in, let's just start with 0. When I put in 0, what's 3 times 0?
0.
Plus 7 is?
7.
Why you put negative 7? What's 0 plus 7?
Well, I started.
Chris, let me take a look at your table for 3. How come you're not standing up to Raymond here and say, hey, man, look, I got the right answers?
I
Right, your table is correct. You got to believe in yourself, right? You guys got to start working better together and comparing answers. Right? Ben, I'm worried about you, man. What are we doing here? Put away the book. And Chris, you need to work with your normal partner here a little bit better. And compare answers. So, I mean, if you would have compared answers, guys, you would have seen on this table here, right? That, hey, someone must be making a mistake because we're getting different answers here, right? So, either correct yours or if you want, you can trust Chris. I would trust Chris's, to be honest. Okay? Right? Now, did you have to go by twos? Well, wait a minute. Isn't this just a regular number three?
Yeah.
So on these kind, I always told you just use like 0, 1, and 2, right? You didn't have to go by multiples or anything because there's no fraction to divide by. You see? All right, guys. Let's see what we can do here. Okay. Can I interrupt the whole class? Shh. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Shh. Now, please listen, okay? The thing is, I have to be honest, I'm getting a little worried, maybe a little frustrated here, just because I could see that some of you have some serious weaknesses. Yet, you have people either across from you or right next to your own partner that seems most of the time have the right answers, yet you're not even asking them. So guys, I ask you, starting right now, is check your work with your partner's work. Work together. All right, this is not an individual kind of assignment here. Everything I say makes sense so far. Okay, now, let me just give you a heads up. We've got roughly, 12 minutes left in class? Okay, I want you to keep doing what you're doing. If for whatever reason you actually get to the last page and you've answered these questions the best of your ability, now obviously today we have no time to discuss it, okay? We're gonna pick this up again on Monday. But if you happen to ask these questions, we're back on Monday. All right? After you answer these questions, if you get that far, please make sure you do this quick right. Alright, which simply means all I want you to do is be honest with yourself and with me and just sit there for the remaining time, write a minimum of 2 paragraphs, okay, on what we've learned today, what you've actually learned today, okay? Those of you that aren't at this stage, don't worry about it yet. In about, let's say, 4 or 5 minutes, I'm going to make all of you do it anyway. So please keep working wherever you are. I'm still walking around. Yeah. Don't worry about that until Monday. We'll catch up on Monday, all right? Focus on this. All right, Ashley?
Yeah, I don't get these two.
All right, is anyone in this group understand what to do here?
No, because they're like different numbers.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you want to use slope and y-intercept, or you want to make tables? Seems like tables are the way to go here, right? So let's go there, all right? First of all, Ashley, that's a negative 5/3, isn't it? Okay. So now, if I plug in 0, guys, Brandon, watch. If I plug in 0, what's negative 5/3 times 0?
0.
Plus 8 is?
8.
Right? That was easy.
But I don't know what to use, like 3?
You would use 3. Try 3 and 6. Okay?
My stomach hurts.
Sir, no. You have to stay here. All right? So, all right, let's try 3. Nick, Jesse, you ready? If I put in a 3 there, okay? You're going to get negative 5 because of the negative plus 8. What's negative 5 plus 8? Positive 3. Well, you wrote it upside down. That's okay. And then the next one is going to be what? It's going to be negative 2. You got it. Okay, you haven't done it. You did that in your head, huh? Impressive. Okay. So, don't let the negative scare you. Just the same idea as the front. Just know that when you timed, you're going to have a negative right? And your problem, that's all.
All right.
Why don't you get out of your seat, Robert? I just kind of noticed how to close my eye. So what's going on here? How are we doing?
Okay.
So, have I come by to check all 10 equations yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. You are on number 10. You want me to wait till you get number 10 done?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Why?
Ladies, you get awful quiet over here. What's going on?
Well, because we've been waiting for you.
Okay. All right. So where are you stuck? Or if you're not stuck, what do you like me? You want me to just check your answers then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So? So I've already checked the first five, yes or no?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, because you've been over there, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've been pretty busy. All right, let's start with 6 through 10. Okay. So, okay. So I'll do the first thing. How's that?
Okay.
All right. So I agree. That's plus 12. Wait a minute. Which one we're doing? Number 6. That's plus 8, right? 2, 4, 6, 8. Good. Now negative 5/3 would mean you come down 5 and you go over 3, right? That one's perfect. Number 7. You would have started at negative 1. And because of the negative 4 slope, you would have gone down 4 and over 1. So that one is perfect. Okay? And number 8. I'm a little concerned. See how it's slanting up? See, 8's a negative 1/3.
Yes, plus 12.
So you ready? Well, what does plus 12 mean? Up here. So erase number 8. Try number 8 again. Okay? Okay, all right. Wait a minute, Jessica. All right, let me slow down there. Because trust me, I'm sick and I'm also tired, but we can do this. All right, you ready?
0, 3, and 6 is right, right?
0 was 12. So why did you plot down here when 0 positive 12 is up there?
Oh, I made a mistake.
Okay, let's look at the rest of your table.
I put a negative.
So 3. All right, if I put in 3 here, DeCarlos, what's 1/3 of 3? 1, right? So that negative makes it a negative 1 plus 12, which was a positive. So you have these points exactly right. So you put them down, you plotted wrong, basically, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, all right. Yes, you're finally done, right? Okay. If you don't mind, I'll just take a quick glance, spot check a few of them, because I'd like you to move on to the questions.
Okay.
All right. Start answering the questions, okay? And the ones I'm looking at right now, like for example, this one here, this is number 7, that looks good. Number 6, 5/3, that looks perfect. Okay. Let's see, you just finished 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that one's also perfect. So I can safely say that you guys seem to know what you're doing. So now please answer these questions. Right? For example, well, just go one by one. You're going to have more time on Monday anyway.
All right.
But on number 1, what did you notice about the first 5 equations? When you graphed them, what did you honestly notice about them all?
They all went low, right?
They all went up and to the right. And that's why we always said they had a positive slope, right? Because a positive number in front of x. Right? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Wherever you are, honestly, guys, it really doesn't matter. I really appreciate the effort you put in for me today. That's the important thing. What I'd like you to do now, whether you're done or not, guys, I honestly hope that all of you have learned something today, okay? So I want everyone now, on their own piece of paper, I repeat, on your own piece of paper, do this quick write for the remaining part of class, okay? And a few hints would be like, hey, did you understand something about slope maybe a little bit better? Or y-intercept? Or maybe you got better at making tables on the same piece of paper. Yes, sir. Any questions on that? All right, quick write time, guys. Let's get that done.
Can you check this?
What's the school and bowling stuff? Jeremy? Oh, you're waiting for me because we're done over here?
Yeah.
Let me see the answers.
I don't know.
Okay. But where's your homework then?
I don't know.
And right now, what are you supposed to be doing?
I was doing that. He was doing this.
I understand, but right now, what are you supposed to be doing then?
We're waiting for you.
All right. Now that I'm here, what else could you be doing right now? What did I talk about on the board there? All right. See, I can see quickly you haven't even finished graphing these yet. So I want you to do the quick write right now. And then I expect better results on Monday. I want you to finish this up on Monday. Fair enough? Okay, Jeremy?
Aren't we all group six? What do you know about the intersection between?
See, now it gets a little interesting. Show me your equation two. Show me your equation six. Now, one thing that hopefully you understand is, see, a line, those arrows mean they go on, lines go on forever in both directions, right? So take your ruler, and let's actually extend this line. Be very careful, you know, be precise. Let's extend that line straight down, okay? Go all the way down to there somewhere. There you go. Good, 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 good. Now, that's good enough. Because the idea is I'm asking about what? The intersection. Intersection is where two lines meet or cross each other, right? Look where these two lines meet or cross. What do you notice about the angles there?
It's a right angle.
Well said. Right? So, now in mathematics, this is something I haven't mentioned yet. That's also called perpendicular. Have you guys heard about that before?
Yes.
So, these two lines, therefore, you would say are perpendicular. They make right angles. Right? Okay. Have you started your quick write yet, Brittany?
No, because I was doing the graphing and they finished all the answers right there on the answer.
Right now, I want you to stop what you're doing. And let's say just one paragraph now. Just write as much as you can.
I didn't learn anything.
Alright. You didn't learn it. You didn't know how to learn how to make tables or understand slope or y-intercept or anything like that. Okay?
How you crumpled it up?
Can I shoot up?
Yeah, oh, so you got a new one?
Yeah.
So on Monday, you're going
to
redo it.
I'm just trying to redo it.
Maybe even use a ruler to draw your coordinates to make it look professional.
Yeah. Over your
okay.
I'm not
going to
do
this. Okay. Last time, ladies and gentlemen. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay? Here's the deal. Because we're running short on time, and since I'm going to follow up anyways on Monday, okay, and we're actually going to have a little discussion about not just graphing, but also what I wanted you to discover about these lines, all right, please make sure you put away all your work. Do not lose any of it. Do not turn anything in today because you're going to need it on Monday.
What do we do with this?
Can I trust you? Can your group trust you to fold that up and put it away somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to trust you.
All right. Keep it until Monday. Okay? Yep. Okay. Okay. You're not even going to be here Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Leave your work with another group member.
What do we do with this?
Leave that on the desk. That'll be fine. Okay, hurry up and go, guys. Have a good weekend.
That was fun.
Did you have fun? Good.
No.
We partied like it was